This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Sometimes when we come out, music plays.
That's what was supposed to happen. So just pretend like we walked out and that happened. We'll fix it in post. It's fine.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome.
Wow, that was in unison. Yeah.
They like waited for a second. Yeah. Everybody was like, does he expect us to respond? Okay, we're going to have to respond. Yeah.
They expect us to be polite. We better say hello in unison, like we always do. Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim. Oh. Woo!
I almost burped in the middle of it, but I saved it.
You've been burping a lot on the podcast lately. Does anybody here not listen to the podcast that we do, The Complete Guide to Everything? I'm sorry. Holy shit, that's too many.
You might still be able to get a refund.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. You guys notice that Tom's been becoming more of like one of these guys, like.
What does that mean? One of these guys.
One of those guys that like has to like. You have to prepare to speak. Like there's like.
What do you mean?
Yeah, there's a bunch of like loose stuff all the time going on in you.
The first one was a joke. The second, made it real, and then I had to do it. I mean, well, we were talking before the show that when we first started coming to London, we were in our 20s, and now we're in our late 20s.
It's amazing.
I am feeling it. I feel like I'm getting old. I got some, you guys, maybe this isn't a thing. Maybe I just bought a weird thing. Like my back hurt after the plane. I flew on it. I wasn't doing anything else.
Wait, what was the implication?
I don't know. Maybe it was a Mile High joke thing? Mile High Club?
They don't have that over here. It's kilometer high.
It's much easier to join. Just have to get on a very tall ladder or something. Tim, off the top of your head, how many kilometers in a mile?
You know.
I do know.
Well, 5 kilometers is like 3.1 miles.
Sure.
So, you know, and then you convert from there, and obviously we all know.
Yeah. But my back hurts, so I went to Boots.
Oh, I was, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Boots?
Yeah, Tim, I'm trying to play to a home crowd. I went to Boots, as you do, and I got this stuff that...
I fucking love Boots. I love... Tesco.
I love wearing them.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the store.
Oh, okay. You love Boots. You love Tesco. You love Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's. We don't have that stuff.
You love Waitrose.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
See, now I'm getting into some deep cuts.
What's the newest, like, coolest one? Like, there's always, like, an underground one, right?
What?
Like, one that, like, cool kids go to. An
underground convenience store? Ricardo?
Yeah, it's just this dude.
You gotta call him. He comes to you. What was it? Okado.
Yeah, it's online.
Oh, it's online? Oh, they do come to you. Huh. I should have had this idea a few years ago. But I bought this stuff because my back hurt. And it was called like hot stuff or something.
We are very much not in our 20s anymore. We're talking about like, my back hurt.
Yeah. And you guys have the best convenience stores. I got this stuff, hot stuff or whatever, for my back, like a roll-on thing. And A, I almost, I was using it at the same time I was using deodorant. And I almost, I was like, yeah, that'd be funny if I screwed these up. And then I almost did it. Just like earlier when I cleared my throat as a joke and then actually had to. But it had a warning on it saying, only use a little bit because some people react differently. I was like, what? Oh, what a, who is this?
You're tough.
What a nanny state over here. In America, we don't need warnings like this. I put this stuff on. I had to go in the shower afterwards because it felt like my back was literally on fire. I couldn't believe it. I don't know how you can sell this stuff. It was so hot.
I'm not aware of this product.
I'm going to have you look at my back later.
I don't know. I'll politely decline.
I think it might be all scarred up now.
You want to show everybody your back?
No, I don't want to show everybody your back.
Hey, who wants to see Tom's back?
Why would we get that?
Bigger,
yeah. Why didn't we get that reaction when we came out on stage?
Yeah.
I'm not showing you my back at the merch table.
You people
maybe.
Are sick. Yeah, it's gonna cost you.
When I was on the way over here, I saw two old men in the bathroom. On the way from the U.S., I was in the bathroom.
The toilets.
Yeah, the toilets. I was in the bathroom for a while. Hanging out. I had a lot of time before the flight. Not for anything perverted, Tim, but
you were just hanging out in the bathroom.
Oh, I was trying to make a little money. Not that way. I was trying. I was pulling the old bathroom attendant scam.
You wear a little hat.
Has anyone ever? You guys have bathroom attendants over here? Toilet attendants, probably they call them.
Toilet boys.
Hello, I'm his toilet boy.
Oh, now they're going to start turning on me.
Quick, show him your back.
But has anybody ever, bathroom attendance is more of a men's room thing than a women's room thing, right?
No? I'm seeing no from the second
women's
row.
Room have, all the women's room I've been in haven't had bathroom attendants. That's how I've been able to slip in and out very easily. I only sneak into women's room at not classy places. Bus stops, train stations, not galas and things like that.
How did we get here? Wait.
Oh, I was going to say, okay. Has anybody ever walked into a bathroom and seen a bathroom attendant and gone, oh, thank God. Oh, thank goodness. Somebody I have to give a dollar to put soap in my hand.
They put soap in your hand?
Yeah, that's what they do. And then you are like, oh, I got to tip this guy because he put soap in my hand.
Put soap in your hand?
Yeah, sometimes I wait until they're...
I thought they're just there so you don't smash up the bath.
They are, but then they do that to try and get a tip.
Mm.
I wait until they put soap in somebody else's hand, then I quickly grab the soap. Or I just don't wash my hands in the first place.
You rarely wash your hands.
And I just give them this. You're not going to get me.
I'm unclean.
If I take some of the stuff they have, sure. They have like the gum and mouthwash and cologne. If I take a bottle of that, sure, I'll give them a dollar. But I was in the men's room of the airport, killing time. And there were these two guys in there, they were friends traveling together. They were old, like in their 70s. Sorry, anybody that's in your 70s here. If this is the first time you're hearing it, you're old. But they reminded me of me and you.
Oh, no. And it made we got to stop doing this thing.
Yeah,
man.
It made me think, like, oh,
this
God.
This is our last show. Good night.
And one of the guys, they both go up to the urinal together, and the one guy goes to the other guy. Ah, it shoots out right away for you, huh? Ah, that's great. And then the other guy goes, yeah, I started pissing my pants. And I was like, oh, it takes the other guy a little bit longer. I left 5 minutes later. The guy was still standing there.
What were you doing for 5 minutes in the bathroom?
Seeing how long it would take this guy to pee. And then I was like, all right.
I'll catch you later. I'm going to go watch some old men piss.
And then they did last call for my flight. I was like, oh, I guess I'll.
Cool. Hey, it's Friday the 13th. Is that a thing here?
Yeah.
You guys have Friday the 13th here? But is it like 13th of Friday?
Yeah, something like that.
You were practicing that bit backstage.
It's a great bit.
We'll say it in unison like they say hello to us. It's Friday the 13th, one of the spookiest days there is.
It used to just be like bats and ghouls and stuff, right? But then that rascal Jason started murdering all those teens.
Yeah. And then they made a movie about it to encourage other people.
Yeah.
Have you ever even seen a Friday the 13th movie?
No.
Me neither.
I'm afraid.
I'm not afraid. It's just that they seem...
No, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But it's Friday the 13th, so we're doing our show tonight about murders.
I don't like... Look.
I don't like murders.
I'm coming out against murder.
How brave. What a brave guy.
I'm not afraid to say it.
What about murdering child molesters? You're against that? Wow. Your silence speaks volumes.
I don't like podcasts about murder because they just joke about murders and I think murder's serious.
Murder is one of the most serious things
I
out
don't
there.
Like when people are joking around about murder. People get murdered.
Yeah. Has anybody here ever been murdered? Because if you have, that guy, he's joking because he raised his hand up, so he might be in the process of dying. But if anybody's been murdered, then we're not going to do it.
Yeah. All right, we're in the clear.
We're fine.
But by the end of the show, somebody in this room will be murdered.
We did look into trying to do like a murder mystery.
It was going to be a very complex show that wouldn't have been entertaining at all. But God damn it, we would have like solved that murder.
We would have had to do like a long intermission about 5 minutes into the show, take a few people backstage, give them roles, costumes, different murder weapons.
Just yeah, and the rest of us get trench coats.
Yeah, oh God, that would
investigate.
Be cool. Yeah, but
just one more thing.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, the famous detective Steve Jobs.
There's just one more thing.
Yeah, but we can do an episode on murder. They do whole shows on murder.
That's what. So we've been in this podcasting racket for a long time.
That's how we became so rich.
Yeah. That's how I was able to afford that heat cream.
We shop at Boots.
There were two different versions of the heat cream, and I did go for the more expensive one, the roll-on because the other ones, it would require me applying it with my hands, and I was like, well, what if the heat warning's serious? And then I got hot hands. And I need my hands for adjusting the microphone.
You're this guy. You got loose things in your head all the time. Yeah. You're applying creams to your body.
Yeah.
Talk about your bodily functions a lot.
I have not done that yet.
Not here, but like...
I didn't even say what I was doing in that bathroom. Do you want to know?
What were you doing in that bathroom?
I was just watching. I wasn't... And I left after 5 minutes because somebody came in and they were like, "Sir, we received a complaint from an older man who looked like he pissed his pants."
There was some old man sitting in front of me on the plane. He dropped his pillow and it went next to my chair in the aisle, and then fucking acted like it was my pillow. And he was like, "You're gonna pick that up." He's like, "It's right there." I was like, "No, see, this is the pillow they gave me. I didn't even want one pillow. When you're on a flight, you don't want a fucking pillow."
No, they give you the pillow and blanket, and you're like, "Oh, but I don't have space for myself.
Now I have to, like, show this."
Takes up valuable space.
But this guy was just kind of... And then he spilled his fucking... Sorry, I'm just angry at this man. He spilled this whole meal in the aisle.
That's in the aisle. How'd that
and then
happen?
It got all over the pillow.
My pillow!
No, because he's like, now your pillow's all dirty.
That's so pretty
and
funny.
And then the flight attendant was just like, looking at me like, "What are you going to do about this pillow?"
Yeah, you going to wash this pillow off in the bathroom or what?
I did.
Coward.
shoved it right in that old man's face when I got back.
Do you think you could smother somebody with one of those airline pillows?
No, they're too porous.
Yeah. It's a shame. Yeah. There's less oxygen up there, though.
That's true. Probably wouldn't be hard to murder someone on a plane.
Throw them out the window. Let nature take care of it.
And let the birds head at them.
No, but I was talking about. We found this body. Apparently, this man's been pecked to death.
That's why they have to make the outside of an airplane so strong. Bird attacks. They'll come in and peck everybody's fucking face off.
I mean, that's what they tried to do to Sully, that goose.
Those geese, man.
That goose was coming at him. He's like, not on my watch. And he directed it right into the engine.
Always thinking that, Sully.
But yeah. There's a lot of murder podcasts out there, and it's BS. I'll say it. It's BS.
Whoa.
Because they make so much money, and they do so much better than us, men who are trying to cover everything.
Yeah.
And that's what
when
the internet
are
needs.
Two straight white men going to get a break in this world?
Yeah. It's hard to find two straight white men on the internet trying to explain things to people. And we're trying to serve that niche. And God help us. God love us.
You see it?
God bless us. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot. So, like.
You didn't have an end to that sentence, so you.
God help us. We're doing the best we can. So there's a lot of these murder podcasts on the internet. We've never done murder as a topic because we're above it. But. We had trouble moving tickets this year, so we're doing murder as a topic. Hoping to cast... What's going on? Is there a murderer here?
I don't like... do you guys have Conan O'Brien over here? He's like a celebrity where we're from. But he's like a guy. He's on.
He's not like a celebrity. He is a celebrity.
He's a celebrity where we're from, America. And he goes on TV every day, and he's like a guy that's like, everyone's like, hey, I know that guy. But then he goes, he does these interviews, and he's like, I'm obsessed with murder. And you know, whatever, it's acceptable to like, oh, I'm a fan of murder. And
yeah.
It's 2019, murder is entertainment. And then he's like, I'd love to be murdered one day. And when you're like a very visible celebrity, you shouldn't be like, you're going out in mass media and just being like, hey, crazy people, murder me.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a person with some real obsessed fans who does a job that, like David Letterman's a talk show host too, who had a stalker break into his house.
Yeah, and murder him.
Murder him, but they had a knife or something, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You don't break into somebody's house without a knife.
So I'd like to go on the record, don't try and murder us. We're not fans of murder.
Yeah, we're against it.
As you said very bravely earlier. No, but I was looking it up, like one of the top murder podcasts in America, at least, My Favorite Murder. Do you know what their average, oh, they're here. Do you know what their average ticket prices are, their live show tickets?
How much were tickets to this show?
£15? Does that sound right? Yeah.
Holy shit. We gotta step it up.
Which is the equivalent of like $19 US.
Okay.
You know,
thanks for putting it in terms that I would understand.
Yeah. Although with this Brexit stuff, who knows? It's another local.
Yeah.
Their average ticket price for their live shows last year was $117.
Boo.
Which
they're
is what? Probably like
murder victims.
Yeah. And so I actually.
Oh. Look, I'm sure they're nice people.
I have notes. No, not in there.
A well-oiled machine, this show. Why, oh, why could we not charge $170 for this? A man just futilely trying to look something up.
Look, I forget which note I put in, and I have a few different notes to do. No, this is just like the stuff I need to get for London before I go. Heat cream. Maybe I didn't take a note. But it was something about how it was like, oh, the show's not really anything. It's just two friends, and they talk about murders. It's like, that's, hey, we're two friends.
Yeah. Are we, though?
We don't talk about murders, but we could. We're doing it tonight.
Yeah, and it's going really well.
So, yeah, we should start talking about murders more because it moves, you know, cash.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about murder, and we're going to collect some more money from you on the way out.
Yeah, we're going to try and get that
average.
Yeah,
we priced these all wrong. Sorry, that's our mistake. We fucked up, but please, we'll be standing by that.
And I worked, these guys, they don't have it over here, obviously, but I worked for America's Most Wanted as an intern.
They don't know what America's Most Wanted
is. It's a show, we hunted murderers. Not me specifically. I mostly just answered the mail.
It was a television show where they featured real life murderers who were on the lam.
Yeah.
Running from Johnny Law.
They were America's Most Wanted.
Yeah. But criminals.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, like bikini models, like America's Most Wanted. Check out this babe. Everybody wants her. I'd watch a show like that.
Yeah, you would watch a show like that, though.
Just showed like stills, and it's like, oh yeah. Hey, it's got something for everybody. Check out this hunk.
Check out this guy's back. Perfect.
No, they would have perfect backs up there. Cut me a slice of that beefcake. And then that gets us back to the murder.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so I've got some experience dealing with murderers. And we had to, every time I went into the building, you had to scan like two different IDs. And while you did it, somebody would hold their hand on a gun.
That happens all the time in America.
No, because
you walk in anywhere, somebody has a hand on a gun.
No, because they explained to me later, they're like, the unfortunate thing is the show, I think I was there during like the 20th season. They're like, the real shitty thing is the show's been around long enough that some of the people we put in jail in the first seasons have now been released. And boy, did they not like the show that sent them to jail. Understandable. I wouldn't like if a TV show sent me to jail, that'd be the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah.
I love TV. Don't send me to jail. Even if I've murdered someone.
Don't murder anybody.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Tim, you want to get to the meat of the show?
Let's talk first about some murderers.
Okay.
They're the people doing the murdering.
Oh. See, this is the kind of stuff you don't get on murder podcasts. Like, a lot of people download them, and you're just lost.
It's it's like, wait, what?
Murderers? Which, the people have been murdered. They're the murderers, right?
Murderees.
Is that the next slide?
No. We're going to talk about some murderers who maybe got a bum rap.
Murderers, a bum? You put this together. All right, up on the screen, Tim has just put a picture of himself. You put a black and white filter on it, I think.
Charles Manson was like kind of handsome, right? Should have called himself Charles Handsome. Then maybe he would have been successful in Hollywood and...
Do you know how tall Charles Manson was?
Oh, your fucking height thing.
He was 5'2".
Okay, it was the 60s, man.
Everybody was shorter?
Yeah.
No, he was 5'2". I don't understand. He's 2 inches.
Tom Cruise is that tiny, and look at him.
No, he's how tall? 5'5". He's got 3 inches on Manson. I don't understand how you're 5'2 and you start a cult. Who's going to listen?
All those teens. Well, not teens. Well, some of them were teens.
A lot of them were teens. Yeah. They were all young.
They were wayward. Yeah. That's how you start a cult. Find wayward people.
I think that is how most people start cults.
Yeah, I know.
You're giving advice about
starting cults. Advice. Yeah, if anybody here is wayward, talk to me after the show.
Like to set you straight.
Yeah.
You think Charles Manson's got a bum rap. Why do you think that? Because I'll tell you why I think he got a bum rap.
Okay.
he didn't actually kill anyone.
Yeah, he didn't murder anybody. He just told those hippies to kill.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Well, he thought he had murdered somebody.
Wow, he had really?
He shot somebody, okay. And he thought that guy died. And so he was like...
And he got convicted for that, thinking he killed somebody?
No. He came up with a real foolproof plan. He's like, you know what I'll do so I don't get arrested for murdering this guy? I'll start a race war in America. So all
and everybody will be too busy dealing
like
with the race war.
And like little old me, you know, everybody will be fighting this race war.
When did he shoot somebody? How far before
like,
all the...
Like
this is turning
weeks.
Into a real murder podcast. I don't know anything about murder.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, really?
Yeah.
So wait, how did he not...
That's why he was like,
no.
Go do some real crazy stuff. Make it, like, distract everybody.
Why did he think he killed... Like, how did he...
Because he shot a guy and, like, left.
Where was it?
Where was it? California.
So you asked where it was to give yourself more time to think, and then you gave a very general answer.
Yes.
Well, I don't know...
I could get more specific,
I don't know
but we don't have time. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a good man, but he had, like, a couple bad nights.
One of them was the night he decided to carve a swastika into his forehead.
Yeah, that was
But that
later.
Was in prison.
Yeah. Who knows what you gotta do
yeah.
in prison. I mean, I wouldn't carve a swastika. Anyway, but what people don't know is maybe he's getting a bum rap because he had the voice of an angel. Has anybody heard any of these Charles Manson? Do you have Charles Manson over here? You know about him?
Did they put out his records here?
Do they put out his records here?
I couldn't believe. So earlier, Tim was. He's gonna play a song in a bit. Not himself. Tim, go get your guitar.
I'm gonna play a Charlie Manson original.
But he like played the preview of the song, and then he's like, "Oh, I need to get my credit card." I'm like, "What the hell are you? No, don't give." Charles Manson your credit card? I thought he was like buying it off charlesmanson.com or something. But it's on iTunes. You can buy Charles Manson songs on iTunes.
Yeah, you know Charles Manson has died, right?
What? Oh, this is disrespectful now.
Yeah.
Oh, garbage dump. Oh, garbage dump. Why you call a garbage dump?
I can answer. Where you dump the garbage.
Yeah.
Rubbish,
so
they call
might,
it.
He out. Might say that later, though. I think he solves the mystery.
Oh, so it's like a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
So wait, he has a garbage dump, but he doesn't know why it's called a garbage dump?
Yeah, you can feed the world with all the garbage, I think, was his point.
Yeah, I mean, probably just... Don't put it in the trash in the first place. Just give it to people before then.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie about him?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
I couldn't think of the name.
That's why I said, did you see that movie about him?
Yeah.
They go in the garbage dump. The teens.
The teens?
The teens at one point are going in the garbage dump. Probably because they were... A freegan?
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
It's people that only eat stuff they get for free, so they do dumpster diving and whatnot.
Bin diving.
What's the current score of who's doing a better job adapting to the culture here?
Who do you think who fits in better in London? Tom?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But why would you say? Why do you say that? He knows the British words for things. I guess that's true.
Really?
But do you earlier remember when I said bin? Just like
bin.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Bin wins.
Bin wins.
Yeah.
It didn't win. Everybody said me still.
Is it because he's taller?
Yeah. That's why you're going to have to go after the wayward fans. I'll keep all the normals.
The normals won't do your bidding.
They will in time. So you already went to the next slide.
Yeah, because I wanted that song to stop playing.
Yeah, well, and then you put up the most terrifying image out there.
What we really wanted to do, when once we figured out that the murder mystery wouldn't work, it would be boring. I wanted to just have all the lights off and just have torches.
Yeah.
And that would have been real spooky.
Yeah, but you know who would have a fit about it? Health and safety.
Health and safety's right in our ass.
If you were in the U.S., I would say OSHA, but I know over here it's health and safety. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? Just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's
a
lot of things.
I said love second, and then the treasure, that's also
the
positive.
Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brilliant. The Zodiac Killer.
The Zodiac Killer.
Do you guys have the Zodiac Killer here?
I'm going to go out on a limb. And again, murder's not funny. Murder's not cool. But this guy's the coolest murderer.
This guy's cool as hell. Do you guys know about the Zodiac Killer? He, like, killed all these people and then, like, sent puzzles about it.
Yeah, he would send puzzles that nobody's been able to solve. Just these, like, cryptograms.
And the newspaper was like, "Well, we have to print them."
Yeah,
it's a cool way to get published.
On the front page, they would send it. Yeah. They would print it.
Yeah.
He sent the cryptograms via kissogram, too. He was a sweetheart in the end.
Did you say kissygram?
Kissogram.
What's a kissogram?
It's when
somebody like comes to your house and kisses you.
Yeah, you guys have kissograms over here, right?
Wait, really?
I know. This guy said, yeah.
You cannot hire
quickly.
Somebody to go to somebody's house and kiss them.
You can't hire them to come kiss you. I think that's the rule. You have to hire them to kiss somebody else, or else it's...
That's where, so you can send somebody to my house.
Yeah.
And they'll knock on my door. I'll open the door and they'll kiss me against my will.
Yeah. It's a great way to break up marriages.
Yeah, my wife would be saying, like a rolling pin. Yeah. Who's this?
Who's this? Who's this floozy kissing my husband? But then they would give you like a murderer's manifesto that you would have to decrypt yourself.
What?
That's what the Zodiac Killer would do.
Oh, the cryptogram kissing.
Yeah.
That's how we got to that.
Yeah. God, you are getting old.
I am.
But he was the coolest serial killer because he did all that. But then he had like a costume and he had an insignia. This guy was a supervillain in real life.
Yeah. Never
and
got
they
caught.
Never got caught. I mean, if he did get caught, it wasn't for that.
And now if they find out who did it, they're just going to be like, oh, it's some old man. He's old. He's
yeah,
old man
now he's
now.
Old, yeah.
And it's a guy you've never heard of. It wouldn't be like, Oh, it was...
Gavin Newsom.
I was trying to think of a more universal...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of Californian politicians.
Why would I have to be a politician?
Those are the famous. I mean, it could have been, yeah, Clint Eastwood. He lives in Cap. We're going to get sued over this episode. I don't know how many times.
You think Clint Eastwood listens to podcasts, specifically our show?
Yeah, I could see Clint Eastwood kind of liking you, being like, yeah, he's right about the young people. They are terrible.
I feel like his skin is so papery that like he can't hold on to a phone. It would just slip out of his hands. There's no traction.
Yeah, he listens on a computer or whatever.
Yeah, oh, like a compact Presario or something. My son set up this computer for me.
Why do I have to buy a new one? This one's fine. So that's the Zodiac Killer. Great man.
Now, this guy isn't a killer.
I told you that you had to put it. You had to put a little thing under that said allegedly.
I mean, it doesn't say killer anywhere on it. It's just a picture of O.J. Simpson.
You're right. It's fair. O.J. Simpson, first off, has never been convicted of anything.
Yeah.
Have you heard this theory that his son did the murders?
Yes, but it doesn't. That's just one step too far.
Yeah, right.
It's like, because like that would match the DNA, right?
Yeah, it's like DNA stuff, and it's like a pretty, apparently like his son has like anger management issues. His son from his first wife, so not Nicole's son. He has like anger management issues, and like it would fit the DNA thing. It would fit a few other.
Can we be saying this?
We'll edit it out. We're in the UK. What are they going to do? Extradite us back to the US? It's on the internet, so I'm just repeating.
It's on the internet.
I'm just repeating something I read on the internet, and how could you possibly get in trouble for that? Although Marilyn Manson, as we saw. Not Marilyn Manson. Charlie Manson.
What are you talking about?
Charles Manson.
He did what?
He told all those people things. I don't think he even wrote it down.
He told all those people what?
Go kill.
Oh, yeah. The Wayward Group, when you come see me, just be aware, I'm never going to put anything in writing.
I don't think he did either. I don't know how he got convicted. I would have been like, show me it in writing. Then if they did, I'd be like, that's not my handwriting.
Airtight.
I would compose all my directives, ideally in person, face to face, but if not, I would cut out, you know, the magazine letters.
Yeah, that's
cool. Hear.
But yours would all be from like Nintendo magazines. They'd be able to trace it back to you, and like old issues of Maxim magazine. Tom's really into Lad Mags.
But even
Lad Mags,
it's FHM over here. I heard.
God damn it.
But even then, I wouldn't even tell them. I would have it all cut out, and I'd be like, did you see what was in the magazine today? And then I'd wink. And it would be spelled out like, hey, go kill this person.
It would be in the magazine?
No, but it'd be cut out from the magazine. I'd be like, oh, it must have been a misprint. All the letters are different, huh? I guess somebody got fired. Wink, wink.
And then you wink.
Yeah. And then in court, I would say I had something in my eye. And then I would say the magazine came that way. Airtight.
I like that you're just like, and then I'll say, obviously I'd be believed.
Yeah. Well, I told you, we're going to edit this part out so I don't actually get caught.
You should be a lawyer.
I am.
I thought you were going to say, oh, you mean a...
Barrister?
Yeah, that's enough, OJ.
Talk about fuck him.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, dear, yeah.
I would, yeah. Not a fan of OJ's. But in The Naked Gun, you guys ever see the movie The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great in that.
He's very funny in that. In our age.
He wasn't even nominated for an Oscar.
It's my recollection, nobody from those movies were.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want to do a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Do a thing.
Nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, it's a thing called Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. It's do you don't need to listen to the show? It comes on at the end. I think people get tired.
We're not done yet.
Still kicking.
Yeah, we got stuff after this.
All
right.
I got
a big reaction. Is there a Shanice here? Oh, can you come around to the side of the stage over here? Is that okay? All right, everybody, let's give Shanice a hand.
She's regretting her decision and making her way to the stage. We got you a chair and a microphone. How are you tonight?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. How are you?
What are you drinking?
Just water.
In a can? Oh, it does say natural spring water, huh? In a can.
Checks out.
Shanice, I'm gonna read your email.
Is this cool? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, it's too late now. Hello, Tim and Tom. Feel free to use my name, but if you can come up with anything better, be my guest.
Hey, Shanice. Pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Riddle me this. I am currently studying at university. I won't tell you the subject to keep the layer of mystery.
What subject, though?
But I will tell you it involves blood and helping people.
Okay.
Murder. I'm currently studying vigilantism at Cambridge University. Due to circumstances that I'll not bore you with, I have to redo part of my first year, so I'm being held back a year. My problem is all the friends I have made are moving on into year two, so I have to remake some friends with the new freshers. That means freshmen. The U.S., who will become my new year. That means class. How do I do this without seeming like a creepy loser trying to get down with the kids? Even though I'm only 1 year age difference, I still feel weird about trying to talk to them in the freshers group chat that I already feel like I'm invading. There's a freshers group chat? What app is that in?
Facebook Messenger.
Tom. Don't try. Talk to me after the show.
And can anyone invite anybody into that? What doesn't help is I'll be rejoining the year in March. Is it just crazy, though, or are there just people messaging like crazy in there?
Yeah, you do have to mute it. Because there's like 200 people in the cohort.
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about in there?
Just like... Random,
not really where. Like, oh, don't you hate uni? I do.
Yeah, like,
it's such a bother. I'm well done with it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So I could... Nobody would know if I was in this. What doesn't help is I'll be rejoining the year in March when everyone else has already got to know each other through lectures, etc. If you have any ideas on how I could get these youngins to be my friend, please enlighten me. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Struggling student, Shanice.
Yeah, Shanice. So wait, your problem is that you're going to have to talk to people who are maybe a year younger than you. And you're afraid you won't be able to relate.
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know. Like,
you've come to the right place about how to talk to young people.
I thought for, like, when you came up to the stage, for some reason, I read this email, of course, but I thought for some reason, like, this is going to be like a 40-year-old person.
No, I'm 19.
Yeah. I can tell you look very different from an 18-year-old. It's very obvious. Completely different frame of reference. Yeah. Who here is probably the youngest person in the audience? How old are you?
17.
Ooh.
Anybody beat 17?
15.
Ooh. Both of you are 15?
Sorry, 17. 15, get up here. Both of you.
Can you guys come up here? You raised your hand. Let's give them a hand. See, whenever I'm like at a show or something and anybody asks anything, keep it to myself. What are your names?
Ty.
Ty and I.
Do you not want to be up here?
Of course they don't want to be up here. All
right, 17, get up here.
Ty and Ivy, what are some things teens say nowadays? I mean, you're still a teen too, though.
Yeah, this is fucked up. We thought you were going to be 40. We've just brought a bunch of children up onto the stage with no plan. Shit, we're going to get kicked out of this country, though.
Yeah, and earlier we had somebody else email in a problem that was coming tonight, and they said they were 15. I was like, oh, no, we're not going to bring a 15-year-old up. She just 17? Yes, come on up. What's the newest catchphrase?
Oh, for the love of God, abort. Let's just let them off the stage.
I'm begging you. No, the newest catchphrase you've heard on Facebook Messenger. They don't go on Facebook Messenger.
Oh, so. Get on Facebook Messenger. Get your login to Tom. He'll maintain it. But.
So send a message on Facebook Messenger and say, Facebook Messenger is well for olds. I hate it. Right? That would pass?
No.
What apps do you guys use? This. Why did I even ask that?
I just want to be physically as far away from this as possible.
If you have a ticket for tomorrow night's show, don't book a babysitter yet. We might not be there. What apps do you use?
Instagram.
Download an app called Instagram. You can find it on your telephone.
Instergram. I think you have to download it to your computer first and then plug your phone into your computer and then you can get it. What's the last thing somebody said to you guys on Instagram that you think, why am I even doing this? That you think is like, oh, that's a phrase I wouldn't know.
That is, what kind of question is that? How is somebody supposed to answer?
And I oop. What's the thing teens say?
What is it?
And I oop.
And I oop?
No, some people do. It's okay. Shanice, do you know about this?
It's what?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We're learning, we're getting somewhere.
What does and I oop mean?
It comes from a video online of Jasmine Masters. And
oh, right, of course. Yeah, I knew that. Why are you telling? I know who they are.
And he just kind of messes up and says, and then it just came about as a thing that's like, oops, surprise. Yeah, just, and I oop.
Yeah, but what context? Right,
I think that.
Wait, what?
hold on, sorry.
Hold on. What did you have a question, Shanice?
Yeah, so what context would I use it in?
Like, say, for example, if you brought two 15-year-olds up on stage. Right now, I would say, and I oop.
Don't use it, I'd say.
You're just making this
old.
Harder for yourself.
No, because people who say it aren't really that cool.
Yikes, you just put somebody on blast that sent it to you. What if most teens, they listen to this show? Then you would, and I oop. All right, well, thank you very much for coming up on today.
I am so sorry.
Not as sorry as I am.
They're going to be like, we could smell the whiskey on his breath. It was awful. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, yeah, you can say, I mean, it sounds like don't say that, but I don't know, 18-year-olds think it.
Get off Facebook Messenger, first of all.
Say, hey, everybody, I'm going over to Instagram.
Download this app. It's probably on the App Store. Don't say, and I oop. I
don't know, if 15-year-olds feel like it's lame, then 18-year-olds might still think it's cool.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, try it out, let us know. Do you listen to what music should she be blasting? Are you like rooming there, you're dorming there?
No, I have a house now, so I moved out.
Okay, she's grown up, I see. Yeah. All right, but you should be blasting music from your house to make it inviting to the young folk.
Yeah. And college kids are poor. They're into
dumpster
diving.
Yeah,
we should all eat from the garbage dump. I'm going
to
go knock on this door. This song speaks to me.
I feel like we didn't adequately solve this problem.
I mean, I got uncomfortable for bringing 15-year-olds on stage and grilling them about what apps they use. Yeah. Did you think of any other phrases now that you're not in front of the spotlight?
Please stop talking to me.
What was it? Yeet. Yeet.
You know about this?
Yeah, you say yeet.
I do love a yeet, yeah.
Yeah.
She's already using it. Sorry. But it's still relevant to the young.
Yeah, you can say, I'm going over to Instagram. Yeet.
Yeah, that was.
Facebook Messenger seems like a real and I oop. I'm going over to Instagram. Yeet.
Remember when you were talking earlier about those two old men pissing? Yeah. To Shanice, we're those old men pissing.
Yeah. Oh, you said it, not me.
All right, well, thank you very much. I think we solved your problem, yeah. Right?
We have prizes.
Oh, bless
for
the
you.
Good music from your thing, right? That's what I did to
what?
Make friends and younger people. How do you lure children to your home?
Video games.
Candy.
Yeah, that's what, it looks like I'm fishing candy out of this bag. And here you go. Here's some candy for you.
Should we just keep you on stage for a few more minutes, or would you like to go back to your seat?
Oh, this chair is much comfortable. So.
Oh, no. Nice.
That's why we're up here.
Yeah. I feel like we don't have anything else to
say. Yeah, I know.
I don't
know
anything
about
young people.
At the end of these problem solvings, you're always just like, let me take the attention and then just go,
Contemplative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most entertaining thing to watch on stage, somebody contemplating in silence.
All right, thanks.
Let's give a hand to Shanice, everybody. We just gave her two lovely prizes that you guys can only buy at the merch table. But guess what? She got it for free, and all she had to do was be humiliated on stage. So probably it's better for you. Tim, what do we got up next?
We're running low on time. It's flying by here.
I know, you spent too much.
Were you just trying to balance that? Give me it.
I know, we're running out because you were too busy contemplating.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I was trying to relate to teenagers.
I know you were.
Which is time well
I
spent
begged you
in,
to
my,
stop.
In my book.
We were going to talk about how we would murder each other, but I don't think we have time for that, really.
No? We got time for it. Why? What do you want to go do? Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing. We'll do this one quick.
Okay. Tom? Mm-hmm.
How would you murder me? Lay it on me.
I'll make this quick. I'd seize on your laziness and your addiction to soda. I'd make it look like an accident. Here's what I'd do. I'd be like, hey, Tom, guess what? I'm going to start editing the show every week. You don't have to do anything for the podcast. You know how a lot of times you sound like you're dying on the show? Like, and like, or sometimes you'll just stop and go, So I
That's me contemplating in an audible way.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. I would take all those and kind of string them together for a few weeks, and then I would splice in me being like, are you okay? And then just like, So everybody in the outside world and everybody on a jury one day would be like, oh, this guy is unwell. He's losing his faculties.
Right.
We have audio, and like, I would do this like gradually for like 6 months. Uh-huh. Then obviously I'd poison your Coke Zero. And I was gonna do research as to what poison would be untraceable.
Yeah.
But my Google history's already fucked from like Googling all those murderers and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I'm screwed on that front. So I'll get whatever they used in Breaking Bad or whatever. I put that, and then I'd invite you to a Foo Fighters concert, Tom.
Okay.
And when you would go to, but you'd be all woozy from the poison, and you'd fall.
So
it'd
be a one-time poisoning.
A one-time poisoning.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'd just fall into the tracks of the subway.
So not even the poison to kill me? You would just. And why does it have to be specifically a Foo Fighter? I feel like they only come around every few years.
I know, and that's why you would definitely go. It's hard to get you to leave your home, Tom.
Sure. Yeah. But
you'd be like, oh, I like the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, and Coke Zero's on Tim. All right.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason the poison wouldn't work because they do an autopsy. If you get smacked by a train, they're not going to be like, let's test his blood to see if there was poison in it. They'd be like, dude, we know how he died.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was unwell.
Right.
For months before.
Why wouldn't you just push me onto the tracks?
Because I'm going to be nowhere near this when this happens.
How are you going to trust that I'm going to fall? Why am I giving you, like, I don't think your plan to kill me is foolproof enough.
We'll see about that.
It's not a bad plan. Tim, if I were going to murder you, I have a clip how I'd like to do it, but it would be hard to engineer.
Okay, can we... Do we need to lower the lights? Eh, we'll just play. Maybe we should have lowered the lights. Kidding.
That's the ideally how I'd like to kill you.
But if getting that a horse to kick me in the head?
Yeah, but if my second choice to kill you, I have a clip of that.
Also getting a horse to kick me in the head.
Twice that time. Yeah. That's from John Wick 3. I think it's the same horse that he used both times, and that's kind of fucked up for that horse. Like, that horse didn't sign up to be a murderer. John Wick. That horse didn't care. That horse was probably like,
that
dying
every
to do
horse
this.
Has ideas running through its head. Yeah. And that's where you're the flaw in your plan. I'm never going near a horse.
I know, so that's why I have other plans.
Oh.
I mean, my next
it's
idea...
It's nice that you've written it down.
Yeah, well...
Murder plans.
I'm going to eat this afterwards. My next plan was to try and get your self-esteem to such a point that you would kill yourself, but it hasn't worked so far, so... Then my plan regardless is kind of along your lines, to start gaslighting you, just to get people to be like, Tim's not all right, like...
How would you gaslight me?
And I'd be like, oh, everybody on the show really likes you. I think everything you say is funny. Like, get your ego up. And then you would start telling people that, and they'd be like, I don't think think so. I don't think people like Tom. I don't think people like Tim on the show. It's Tom they're there for.
Earlier, Tom, you described us as friends.
Only in relation to the two men pissing. Then my next plan was to, I came up with a few plans. I would have an affair with a mob guy's wife, but I... But I would, like, I would make a fake ID with you on it, and I would tell the mob guy's wife my name was Tim, and I would, like, try and get, I would try and get found out, but not while I'm there, Jesus, it'd be a bloodbath, and try and get a mob guy to come kill you. But the risk there is, there are a few risks. One would be that he would come to kill you while I, like, we were recording or something, and he'd be like, I'll just kill both of these guys.
Yeah.
Another one was that, like, maybe the mob guy wouldn't be mad enough to kill you, but he'd be like, eh, two can play that game. Let's do tit for tat. And he would steal your wife. And if this guy was in any way masculine, he probably wouldn't have a very hard time doing it. Then I had an idea that, like, along your lines, using the podcast, that would, like, electrocute you through the microphone. But then I was like, I don't, like, then they're going to come investigate all that. And I was like, one thing I don't want to do when I kill you is I don't want to deal with, like, cutting you up or anything.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I...
It's like, the last thing I'm going to want to do is be like, ah, well,
like,
he's dead.
Drive to the woods.
Yeah, time to saw him up in the bathtub. Yeah. No, thanks. I'd rather just
I've seen your bathroom, too, man. Like,
yeah, that's the last thing it needs.
Yeah.
So that, I came up with one that, like, honestly, I'm reluctant to share, just in case I need to do it. Here's what I would do. I would take apart the microphone at my home, your microphone,
And
I would put mercury in it. And you, every, like, an hour every week, you would be breathing in mercury fumes. Eventually, that would kill you. Slowly. Also, though, every week, I would go... You guys have, like, a Seamless... You have, like, Deliveroo and, like, the delivery services. See, I even
you know
the delivery services.
I'm fired today.
Every
Tell
week,
me more about how you're actually going to murder me.
Every week, I would order... I would do, like, a big sushi order. For my house before you came, I'd just throw it all in the garbage. But then, like, when you died of mercury poisoning, I'd be like, oh, yeah. He was a vegetarian, but he really liked sushi. So he wouldn't tell anyone, but he would, when he would come to my place, he would order just, like, a ton of sushi. And I told him, like, that's too much sushi. You're going to get mercury poisoning. and then you would.
Yeah.
God willing. And then they would, and the mic would be long gone by then. We have three mics, so I would just be like, no, that's the mic you use, maybe the other one. That's how I do it. Now you know. But honestly, you know, but there's not much you can do about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just start doing it now.
Maybe I already have. Maybe I'm giving you a low enough dose that, like, it's starting to happen and, like, I'll decide. But I've already got the ball rolling. Who knows?
All right.
Tim, would you, under what circumstances would you cover for me for a murder?
I would never cover
what?
For you. I would sell you out in a second.
What if it was someone?
Tom, do you realize 10 years on tape, you can go back every single week and it's you just bullying me. Week after week, relentlessly. And I keep fucking showing up. But
yeah,
enough.
So
that's a bridge too far. Murder, Tom.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you've got along this far. Why not cover for a murder? Maybe. I mean, I would tell you, like, oh, he was going to murder you. That's why I had to do it.
Wait, what?
The person I murdered.
Who in this scenario have you murdered?
Nobody. Somebody trying to murder you. You don't know him. Should we do this next part, or do we have to wrap up?
I think we have to wrap up. Aww.
It doesn't sound like it got that kind of reaction.
No.
All right. We'll wrap it up.
All right, we'll read it out real quick. Tom, get it ready. Another Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. Applause, 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 applause,
Is there Luke here that emailed us earlier today? There he is.
Luke,
come on
get up,
Luke.
Here. Read his email as he's walking up
here. Yeah, come around this side. Luke said, "Hi, Tim and Tom. My employer runs a scheme. If I were to hand in an application from a friend and the friend then gets a job at the company, I would be rewarded handsomely. My best friend is in the same line of work as I am, and he has recently been complaining about his boss. Of course, I encouraged him to get a new job, and particularly to come and work at the same place I do. Last week, I finally convinced him, but he handed in his application via a recruiter, and I am now thus unable to claim the generous bounty. Now, he is asking me to give him a recommendation to improve his chances of getting an interview. So what do I do? He's a good friend, and he would genuinely be happier working with me. But if he reapplied in 6 months, I stand to gain several thousand pounds. Yours most respectful." I think you were going to write respectfully because you put two L's.
Sorry.
Luke. Luke, what line
let's
of work are you
in? Let's hear
it
for Luke, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
I'm a programmer.
A programmer. Computers and whatnot?
Yes.
Do you know about Instagram?
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, you should download. You have to download it on your computer first, I think, then you can put it on.
So your problem is you don't want your friend to get a job that you know he would like because you won't get thousands of pounds if he does.
It's a dilemma.
How many thousands of pounds?
Several.
How much money do you make a year?
How about this? What percentage of your salary would this represent? Like, would this be like
question.
A month's pay? Half a month's
yes,
pay?
Yes, it might be a month's pay.
This year could have a 13th month for him.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky.
It's less money than the reward for solving the murder, so.
$25,000. Yeah, if it was $25,000, I'd be like, cool your jets, man.
I would suggest that like, he would work with you?
Possibly.
I would suggest maybe not working with your so-called friends.
But he's only trying to work with his friends so he can make money. That's fine.
It's only 6 months. In 6 months, he could come work.
Wait. Okay, so you're just, like, constantly hiring your programmers.
You can't, like, put in a thing afterwards of, like, oh, I told him he screwed up. Because then they probably wouldn't hire him if it's like, oh, he's not detail-oriented. Tim, what do you think he should do?
I would like to know how much money you make a year. still on that.
I'm not going to tell you.
You can tell us in pounds. We don't know what that
yeah.
is.
Did you see me try to calculate kilometers and miles earlier?
Yeah, £1 million a year.
Wow. That sounds like a lot, Tom.
Just because a million sounds like a
yeah,
lot. Who knows what
yeah,
that equates
what
to?
Yeah.
And once health and safety have taken their cut for their insurance scheme.
So impressive, Tom. I don't know. Can you just level with your friend?
Can you get him to pay you that money if he gets hired?
Oh, yeah. That's a good
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, be like, hey, look, man, you beefed. You guys have that phrase over here? You have beefers.
Yeah.
You beef like a beefer. A beef eater.
I think you're insulting people. Yeah.
Well, we have these things called beefers in America.
Here's what you do. You level with your friend, and you get on Instagram, and you say, "And I oop."
Now you owe me several thousand dollars.
Yeah. Is he smart? Is he smarter than you?
No.
That's what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be very useful.
A's hire B's, and B's hire C's. That's from business school. It means the grade of employee you are, Tim.
What are you, Matt, a B?
Ooh, I'm a B, yeah.
He quickly admitted to it, and this guy's a C.
Yeah. Where do you work, and what's your position?
I work in Cambridge.
Was that like a place?
Yeah, Cambridge, and not Massachusetts, the UK. Yeah.
They're not going to hire us then. We live in America. Otherwise, I would be happy.
Tom, do you have any children you want to bring on stage?
No, I was going to say, otherwise, I'd be happy to get you a bonus. Like, just hire me, and I'll split the bonus 90-10. It's more than your friend's going to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be impressed to get an American. I'll go in there, and I'll just be real hard charging. Be like, look, I'll level with you. I don't know programming. And I don't know computers. But what I lack in that, I make up for an arrogance. And I promise I won't frame any of you.
You realize we're unemployable after this. We've detailed very complex plans for murdering people. Sorry. I was getting ready to end the show.
Like, Jesus, you're just going to end the show? You realize we're unemployable. Luke, fuck off. Tom, I'm not going to let you say anything additionally. And that's it.
I think you've spoken enough today, Tom.
It's true. Luke, hire me. I'll give you a taste of the money, not of me. I don't know if you have that saying over here. It's a mob saying.
I'll give you a taste of me.
I'll give you a taste of the bonus.
That sounds worse.
But it's an offer you can't refuse. Luke, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Luke, I'm going to give you prizes too for being a good sport. Put this in your computer at work. You guys don't have like a secure network, right? It's a USB drive. Just ignore. If any pop-ups come up, just click OK.
All right, see you later, teens.
All right, we'll see you later. Thank you so much, London.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.